Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness segment, where we give you news and information that you can use to live a healthier life. This is Katie Johnson, and my guest today is Kiana Deal. Kiana is a physician assistant who is new to the Lake Region Healthcare medical staff at the Battle Lake Clinic, and I'm glad that you're able to join me this morning. Good morning, Kiana.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about your background and what inspired your interest in medicine.
Actually, this started back when I was about 5 years old, I'd say. My mom works at a care center as an activity director. I'm down in my hometown of Dawson, Minnesota. And I started volunteering there at age 5, and then I kind of did that through the years until I turned 16 and started working as a CNA. And so that's kind of where my love all began. I realized that I really love helping people and kind of helping them through any of their needs that they may have.
Wow, so this is a long-time passion of yours. How did you pursue your education then?
I did my undergrad up at Morehead State. I did my undergrad degree there, and then I went down to Minneapolis to finish my master's degree to become a physician assistant certified.
For listeners who might not be familiar with what a physician assistant is or what they can do, can you give us an overview?
So basically, the PA profession was started to help out in primary care generally, but now you'll actually see a lot of PAs out and a lot of specialties as well. Basically, we're here. We work independently, but we also work under a supervising provider, and we can diagnose, treat, and prescribe.
Yeah. And you mentioned your interest is in primary care. Let's talk a little bit about what primary care encompasses and the ages and types of care that term primary care covers.
Basically, primary care, so ages 0 and beyond, we're here to not only treat acute and chronic conditions, but also promoting health and wellness and getting the proper screenings done ahead of time.
So how often should someone see a primary care provider, and what kinds of things can they do to make the most out of a primary care visit?
Essentially, it depends on your age group. Young ones, so infants essentially, you know, it's every few months to begin. And then as you get older, young kids in grade school, it's every couple years. And then after that, as we become, you know, 40s, 50s, it starts to become an annual visit. And then also, of course, in any time in between there when we're coming in with any acute problems.
And then how to make the most of a primary care visit. Obviously, if you're sick, you're coming to be diagnosed and treated for that. But on the preventive side of things, do you have tips for people who are coming in for a preventive visit about how they can make the most out of that and really get the most out of this valuable time they have with their primary care provider?
So, yes. So basically, the big thing is coming in with any questions or concerns that you have. There's a lot of things out there on social media, on the internet now, that might, you know, arise questions for people and they want a clarified answer to certain things. And then also just knowing your family history. That is a big component. I know, you know, meeting up at Thanksgiving, talking about, chatting about things, catching up on, you know, whether your aunts or uncles or mom or dad got diagnosed with something recently. And then not only that, but knowing when your last screening blood work was, or lab works, or mammograms, pap smears, those types of things.
What do you believe is key in providing the highest quality primary care?
So really, I think it's treating the entire person. Listening to an individual, what concerns they might have, and then also kind of just getting them to the right person, you know, if there might be a certain specialty that they would benefit from. That is the most important thing, is we are able to provide them with that outlet to those individuals.
You mentioned growing up in Dawson. I'm curious what drew you to Lake Region Healthcare, how you ended up here, and even maybe more specifically in Battle Lake, at the Battle Lake Clinic.
I actually recently married my husband, who is from over by Campbell, Minnesota, so that kind of brought me to this area. And then throughout school, because he was back here, I wanted to do some rotations in the area, so I ended up doing a lot of my rotations and then also my preceptorship with Lake Region, and I just fell in love with it. The providers here, the support staff, the nurses, everybody is just great to work with. It was a wonderful learning experience for me. Any questions that I ever had, they sent me to the right individual. And all around, they're just a great group of people to work with.
How about when you're not being a PA? What are the things you do enjoy doing in your spare time?
First of all, I love spending time with family and friends. My new husband, of course, is fantastic and has been great with me starting this new job. I love four-wheeling. I love hiking, being in the outdoors. Being on the lake is also something I really enjoy.
Well, then it sounds like you are in a great place. Anything more that you would like our listeners to know about you, about your primary care practice, or about the Battle Lake Clinic in general?
So as some of you may not know, the Battle Lake Clinic is open 5 days a week. We open 8:30 to 5. You can come on in. We have a lot of times we have openings for walk-in appointments as well. So just call ahead of time to get those set up. Also, as far as just the clinic in general, it's a wonderful small clinic. We have lab here that is available on site. We have another provider, Dr. Lemke, out here, who's fantastic, and a great group of nurses out here as well.
We invite everyone to check out the Battle Lake Clinic on our website, lrhc.org. Kiana Deal, thank you for joining me this morning.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Kiana Deal, physician assistant at the Battle Lake Clinic, along with Katie Johnson on Apple a Day this morning, reminding you there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.